kind of think of the,
we'll have the election day, this we just, we keep getting the connection. One more guy or something. I would certainly, it's a new one, is what it is.
Oh, that's fine.
I would certainly know, I'm sure that Bill and the rest of these people have done this goddamn thing. I mean, that's something, frankly, with Eisenhower, Bob, they did it one time, and I remember the sons of bitches didn't come in, they never got a picture. You know what I mean? You go along here. I chose to go to our ass for this campaign. So the guys are like whining around about that, so I'll see you or something. It's like you look out in Texas and a collar.
If I want, yeah.
You could have Tyler in every morning for breakfast and every other night for dinner, and he'd say, why didn't you ever have me for lunch? So. That's just John stock and trade. It's his way of working. It's to keep kind of man.
Yeah, it's just to be faster.
Keep the
fuel pressure on.
But you also do one other thing. In the study of agencies and so forth, there are a lot of little things that are stuck in the cracks that we don't know about that I want the boys to get at. One is the Arms Control Agency, which Jackson Creek,
yeah,
I told you. Now that budget, that is $9 million. So there's a lot of people. First, I've got to know how many people there, and I really want to know, are appointed by me or the Secretary of State or the acting director. In other words, how many are subject to change? Second, then, if it's like CIA, then none are subject to change. Then, what we do, we, of course, will cut the son of a bitch budget right down to the nub and not allow any jobs to be filled and so forth and so on.
Yeah.
What I have in mind is about the number of these agencies like that, we can adapt a double standard. We can have deliberate. We can have, say, a 50%. Say we want to cut a 50% not by ripping, but by simply not replacing. And then where it's like making out Social Security checks, you don't have any cuts. See my point? We know there are differences. Where there's a pure, in other words, where it's a think tank, basically, a policy creating thing, there should be a 50% cut.
Yeah.
Cut the son of a bitch to the heart.
Yeah.
Where it's basically an operating agency, then maybe it requires a few more.
Although
even there, I think you could cut down some of them. They do waddle around a lot there.
There, you can make efficiency cuts.
And our problem is at the moment you order the cuts, and I noticed this over White River's thing. What happens is that the agency's heads cut the operation, and those people that are on the creative side, we want to get the and it's the creative side that we want to cut. So if you would try to find a way to that, that would be helpful. No reason for not. What do you think?
Absolutely.
That is going to be fun. That is going to be fun. Do you think he understands it? Yeah, but I think we could emphasize it. You see, look, every time they're in the park, here's what you would do in the White House. I can assure you, you say what they would do. They'd say, well, we'll cut the numbers, the monitors and the numbers, the waiters and the mess.
That's right.
That doesn't matter. You may need more stenographers or more waiters, but they'll leave a lot of people at the higher levels.
We're
around here thinking.
Yeah, you don't reduce the workload. It's the people at the upper level that create the workload.
Right.